House Ways and Means Committee will come to order. It's March 23rd, 2006. And we had on the agenda two bills. We're not going to have a lot of time today, but I didn't want Representative Seaton to think we weren't going to follow up on some of the information requests the committee had on his mining tax bill. I think I'm not sure where this bill go, but I think it's very important to develop the record on this issue because it's a new one to most people, not only in the committee but in the state. And I know the mining industry has been very interested in this and how it progresses. So I think we're still in the trying to determine what the full impact of this bill is. And so, but I didn't want to disregard the sponsor of the bill or to think we weren't going to continue to take an interest in it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would like to say that, you know, we have looked at and listened to the testimony and we've responded to that as well as the structure that resources use for the PPT tax, which is we had a kind of dichotomy here where we were going from a net profit tax to a gross, and yet in oil we were just going from a gross production to a net. So what we've done is you have a committee substitute offered there, which is the one that's labeled S. Chenoweth Bullock, and that has been able to realign this into the mining license tax structure that we had before, but make those adjustments into rentals and all, which will bring the mining industry more into alignment with giving a reasonable amount back to the citizens. So we do have a little quick PowerPoint if you'd like to get
why don't
that.
Let me just say a few things for the record. Is there anyone present here at the meeting who wants to testify on House Bill 492 at all? I beg your pardon, 492.
No.
I know, we're on House Bill 418 right now, but I wondered if there was anybody in the audience that wanted to testify on House Bill 492.
I'm not sure if we have anybody online.
I was going to ask, is there anyone here who's not staff that wants to testify on House Bill 492? I understand that. Is there anyone present who wants to testify on House Bill 492 that's not staff? Okay. Is there anyone online who wants to testify on House Bill 492 because this bill was noticed? This is House Bill 492 is a natural gas royalties to fund PERS and TERS. Is there anyone online? I just wondered who's online.
DNR.
Okay, DNR. So state employees. There's a person.
Alaska's responsible.
Well, that's not for 492.
No.
All right. What we'll do is we're going to postpone 492, any further action on House Bill 492, because we simply don't have time for that today. So thank you for coming today. And Melanie, thank you for coming. Since you're with DNR, though, you may want to stick around, Ms. Lesh, for this. Why don't we go ahead and listen to Representative Seaton? It may be that the folks online who want to testify. Well, let me ask you this. There's a Scott Brennan online. Mr. Brennan, can you hear me? Mr. Brennan? Can you hear me, Mr. Brennan?
Yes, I was on mute there. I was trying to answer, but I'm off mute, and I am available to testify.
Mr. Brennan, we're not going to have a lot of time today, but I did not want to disregard the time you took off to attend this hearing. Did you want to offer your testimony today?
Yes, please. 2 minutes would be adequate.
All right. Why don't we go ahead with your testimony since you took your time, and then we'll get to you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to state for the record, my name is Scott Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-A-N, and I am director of Alaskans for Responsible Mining. We are, a coalition of 19 conservation, tourism, fishing, and native organizations. And we're working to raise public awareness of the mining industry's impacts, the trade-offs, the pros and cons, and to support proposals such as Representative Seaton's for improving the regulatory climate to ensure that the benefits to the people of the state are maximized and the risks are minimized. And, Mr. Chairman, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to speak today. I would also like to commend Representative Seaton for sponsoring this bill and taking on this important issue. I will highlight a few items that I have included in written testimony submitted to committee staff, but will not follow it directly, so please look to that testimony for more details. One thing I have encouraged many Alaskans to do in the face of this huge mining boom around the state is to stop for a moment and think like a private landowner and consider for a moment if you own, say, 160 acres somewhere in the state and a knock came to your door and you were told by a representative of perhaps a Canadian mining corporation that they had reason to believe that there was $1 million worth of gold buried in your backyard, and they were interested in purchasing that gold and selling it on the world market for a profit, employing your friends, neighbors, family members in the process. And I'd like to encourage members of this committee and Alaskans interested in this issue to think for a moment as if you were that property owner and ask yourself one simple question. For $1 million of gold buried in your backyard, what would you consider fair market value and a fair price for the sale of that gold to this corporation? And I think that if we think not in terms of taxes or fees, but in terms of fair market value for minerals at a time when gold prices have nearly doubled in 4 years, copper prices quadrupled, then Representative Seaton's current proposal might look a bit modest. If you think in terms of 3% of the value of the gold, if you were that landowner, that would be about $30,000 for the $1 million worth of gold. So that's the context in which I view this proposal. The specific details that I would encourage members of this committee to look to is included in our written testimony, and I'll just highlight a couple here. One thing to note is that Alaska and Nevada are the only states right now with a net income or a profits-based royalty. And those royalties generally provide the lowest return, the lowest rate of return to the owners of the minerals, to the people of the state, the citizens of Alaska. So we would encourage this committee to look at what is done nationally and also consider these record high mineral prices as the members of the committee move forward with this legislation. I would suggest that it could be argued that the current system, a net profit system, is not consistent with the constitutional requirement that resource development provide the maximum benefit to the people of the state. In closing, I would just like to sum up again by thanking you for the time to encourage the members of this committee to think like the landowners and stewards that you are and that all of us are, to encourage you to run this state like a business and ensure that you're getting fair market value for our minerals, to ensure that mining companies, many of them foreign-owned, experiencing record profits, do pay their fair share, as the late Governor Hammond and Governor Hickel have long argued they should. And finally, in closing, I would submit that there is no reason an Alaskan who's working at one of these mines should pay higher taxes than the foreign-owned companies profiting at our expense. So whether you view this in terms of a tax or, as I do, in terms of fair market value for minerals, I would applaud Representative Seaton's efforts and encourage the committee to take a good hard look at this and to please let me know if I might submit additional information as you debate this important topic. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your testimony, Mr. Brennan. Any questions by the committee? Thanks for coming in today. Sorry we were a little late, sir.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Okay, is there anybody else, a member of the public, who wanted to testify on House Bill 418, the mining production tax? Okay, we don't see any. Mr. Lang, how long is your presentation?
I can be as succinct as possible.
Well, you don't want, not 2 minutes. Why don't we take this up first thing Friday?
Okay.
Actually, no, we can't. We're going to do Gail Sherbert and Arm Board. You did a nice job on your leisure graphics. Why don't you start? Oh, Representative Wilson, I'm sorry.
What I would like to do is just move that we have CS for the House Bill 418 version S in front of us so that we'll.
Any objection? Okay. The CS version.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Grunberg.
I'm not going to object, but I'm going to want the changes to be put on the record at some point.
I think we'll get to that as well.
And it's in.
I think it's in the presentation. why don't you start, Mr. Lang, and then we'll adjourn a couple minutes after so we can be on time to session.
Okay. Thank you. I'm Ian Lang, representative, staff to Representative Seaton. Through the chair, as Representative Seaton had noted, the previous bill that we'd introduced was a radical change in some respects from what the current structure is, and we were having trouble communicating those ideas to various people because it's just a it was a complex bill. So what we've done here is changed our approach, and this bill that you see before you is a very different bill than the one that was addressed in committee earlier. And it is in the form of an amendment to the current license tax. The major change is to the royalty, and then it makes changes as well to rents for both coal and minerals. And the changes are addressed in the presentation, if you want to go into
that. Why don't that. We do this? I'll take a lot of things should be by this week, and Monday we'll take this up first thing Monday and do your presentation so we don't interrupt it. Is that right, Mr. Representative Seaton? Is that all right?
That's fine, and you know, you've got this, so you can see this is basically the side-by-side, okay. So people can study it over time.
I think that the meeting Friday should be fairly interesting because I think there'll be some news there that may not be particularly fun to hear.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate it.
All right. We're adjourned until Friday.
Good job, man.